This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Steakhouses and hamburger chains are still doing a brisk business despite worries about mad cow disease. The discovery of an infected Holstein in the state of Washington last week does not appear to have dampened Americans' appetite for beef. U.S. beef exports have all but ended, however, rattling wholesale cattle markets. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
1 week after the USDA announced the first domestic case of mad cow disease, Carolyn Olson and her husband stood in line at McDonald's and reluctantly ordered crispy chicken sandwiches.
We're beef eaters, but we're chicken eaters today. We're not going to eat beef for a while.
Another McDonald's customer, Tina Williams, ordered a filet of fish sandwich, even though she really wanted a hamburger.
I'm a little worried about the mad cow disease. I am. I was going to have prime rib for Christmas, and we had turkey instead. It's scary. I'm scared.
In actually altering their diets, though, Olson and Williams appear to be in the minority. One lunchtime customer says she thought twice about mad cow disease, then went ahead and ordered her big and tasty burger. Jose Rodriguez hesitated only a moment before biting into his quarter pounder.
The lady, when she handed me the tray, said to me, straight from Washington State. So it's a year of living dangerously. I actually asked the lady if they were selling fewer hamburgers, and she said no.
In fact, McDonald's Corporation says it's seen no drop in overall sales, nor a widespread switch by customers to fish or chicken sandwiches. Burger King and Wendy's also report steady business since the mad cow case was discovered. The Morton's Steakhouse chain says its sales last weekend actually increased 12% from this time a year ago. It's not as if consumers are ignoring the situation. A survey last week by the NPD Market Research Group found more than 7 out of 10 customers say they're concerned about mad cow disease, a sharp increase from early December. But NPD Vice President Harry Balzer says when customers were asked about their actual eating habits, they didn't plan to stop buying beef.
Media exposure has certainly raised the antenna of Americans to say this is an issue of concern, but has not caused them to change their behavior, even think about changing their behavior.
Overseas customers are another story. More than 24 countries have banned U.S. beef imports, and that's created a glut here that's depressing wholesale cattle prices. Last year, the United States exported about 2.5 billion pounds of beef, or about 10% of total production. Senior livestock analyst Chuck Levitt of Alleron Trading Corporation in Chicago says if all that meat has to be sold in the U.S. this year, ranchers and feedlot owners will have to lower the price.
The domestic demand for beef may hold up very well, you know, as far as the supermarkets and the restaurants and so forth. But when you start having to reabsorb the beef that was supposed to go out the door someplace else, now you're throwing the supply-demand balance out of kilter.
U.S. cattle producers had been enjoying soaring prices thanks to strong demand, high-protein diets, and a ban on Canadian beef imports following the discovery of mad cow disease in Canada last spring. Now that U.S. beef is being shunned abroad, Levitt says, the shoe is on the other hoof.
The Lord giveth and he taketh away. The market is going right back down to where it came from before that.
And that could have perverse ripple effects throughout the food chain. If prices fall, and if the mad cow case proves to be isolated, American consumers may actually eat more beef. That could force chicken and pork producers to lower their prices to compete. Falling beef prices could actually mean higher profits for steak and hamburger chains, provided their sales hold up. McDonald's stock, which fell 5% on the day after the mad cow announcement, has since regained more than half that ground. McDonald's this week applauded the steps taken by the USDA to improve beef safety, noting that its own suppliers already follow many of the new requirements. Burger lover Tina Williams says she'll be relieved when the mad cow fears calm down and she no longer feels like resorting to a filet of fish. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.